Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Today's guest is John Krobe. John is Vice President and Branch Manager of Logistics Plus Charlotte. Today, John provides an update on the Logistics Plus Charlotte office and warehouse as they have just celebrated their one-year anniversary. John, welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Looking forward to chatting with you.
John, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to Logistics Plus?
Sure, yeah. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago and moved down to the Carolinas in 2005. I've been in the customs brokerage field, freight forwarding industry since 1987. In that time, I've started to learn more about the industry. I've learned the domestic side of things as well as the warehousing side of things as well throughout my career. And I first learned of Logistics Plus, ironically, I was working for a company that was being considered to be acquired by Logistics Plus. So during that time, I met Jim Berlin, the owner of Logistics Plus, as well as our COO, Yuri, during that time. And about 6 to 7 months after that, I reached out for them for if there was an opportunity to join the team. And I was privileged to start in May of 2021 to work here down here in Charlotte. So since joining, I was able to assist in opening many offices. I was able to help the team in opening Shanghai, Hong Kong, Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, Brazil, as well as Charlotte, where I am stationed.
John, you helped open all of those offices in just a year's time at Logistics Plus.
Yes, it's been nice being in the industry for this long because I have such a global network of colleagues that I've worked well and worked with for so many years. So once Yuri approached and says, John, we need a need for a potential office in these locations, it was almost a one phone call to many of these people. And from there, we were able to open these branch offices. So it's been wonderful to see the growth that we've been able to do with some of the colleagues that I've had over the years who are valued people and really know and meet the culture of LP to be able to help succeed.
Well, John, I'm very much interested in learning more about LP Charlotte. We've been fascinated by the growth of Logistics Plus, and it sounds like over the past year, you've played a key role in that. John, can you share with our listeners what a typical day as Vice President and Branch Manager of LP Charlotte looks like for you?
Yeah, it's pretty hectic, like for most of us. Typical day is working with our accounts. It can be either the warehouse or on the international or domestic side because we offer all products here where we house it. So it's checking my emails, quoting air freight, ocean freight, road or warehousing with our customers, assisting and carrying the needs of the customers. And I, with having a team of people here who know how to take care of our valued customers, we work as a team in doing so. So it's constantly communicating internally, externally, working closely with our overseas partners in ensuring, especially on the international side, that things are moving smoothly. And as I'm sure you've heard before, it's a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week, 365-day a year industry. So, you know, the challenges are there, but it's so rewarding to see the end product be handled smoothly and taken care of.
No 2 days are quite ever alike, are they, John?
Never. They're always different. That's what makes the industry so much fun, I think, because every day it may be the same customer, but there's always a challenge or always an opportunity. So it's never the same.
Let's take a step back now and do a deep dive into LP Charlotte. Can you tell us how the idea of LP opening a warehouse and an office in Charlotte began? And what are the logistical advantages to having an office there?
You know, it's when I first started, it was, let's open up an office, and we're just looking to maybe put a couple of people in an office. And so as we continue to progress after the next couple of months, and then throughout the LP network and discussing with each other, was maybe it'd be beneficial for not just an office, but a warehouse. So then we started looking at that. And you know, that was about 6 months into joining LP that we started, okay, let's look for a warehouse. And it was find 50,000 square feet. So went out looking for that, found a 50,000 square feet warehouse. They said, you know what, John, we need 100,000 square feet. So then we started looking for facilities with 100,000 square feet. Then it went from there to 200,000 and it went up. And eventually we're now sitting in a 500,000 square foot warehouse that we have product in. We're continuing to fill it up. So the process was starting small to being where we're at. And you know, even during the time toward the tail end of COVID, some of the things that we've had to take care of is dealing with the city and licenses and other things that we had to do to make this building a showcase of what LP's image is all about.
Well, it sounds like A, you had an eventful year, and B, a year of fantastic growth. Now, the LP Charlotte warehouse, as we talked about a little bit earlier and have already mentioned, you did open slightly over a year ago in July of 2022. Now that a year has passed, can you reflect on the first year of operations in Charlotte?
Yes, it was an exciting time to be part of it, because when we first really stepped foot in the facility we're in now, over 80% of it was not even done. It was still under construction. But we had customer needs. We had customers' product that was coming down to us into the facility. So what little space we were able to utilize, we did. And we took care of our customer with the little space that we had. We worked with little power. And so we just worked off folding tables and folding chairs. And we had laptops and extension cords. So that was the challenge. But then the growing pains came, because as the building was progressing in construction is when we were able to win and secure more accounts. So as the building was progressing, the filling up of the warehouse was progressing. But yet we were still sitting on folding tables and folding chairs and working alongside. But what made it really, I think, not a challenge, but a benefit, is we were all in there diving in, getting our hands dirty, taking care of customers. We were getting on forklifts if we had to. We were picking freight. We were pulling boxes. We were unloading and loading trucks, doing all we could to help our customers at that time. And then as we were here, we were able to see this beautiful building being constructed and how it was continuing to progress to where we're at now. So, you know, we instantly utilized the space and expanded our footprint as we progress. And now we have this end product, and it's a beautiful building that can definitely highlights the wonderful part of LP.
John, I've got to imagine, though, from everything you just said, that developing an office with Logistics Plus, a fantastic global company from the ground floor, has a unique set of advantages.
It really does, because again, to see it from the ground up and being able to build it, it adds that much more pride in what we do, and especially as part of LP, because of what we offer and how we present ourselves. It's been a great thing to see. And again, everybody in this building, we have some that are not warehousing people that are out in the warehouse helping. We have ones who work in the warehouse. If they had to jump and help with somebody on operations, they did that. So collectively, we worked as a team, because at the end of the day, it was, let's get this building up and running and work as a team. So it was great to see that camaraderie as we continue to work until the building was completed. And then we still are a good and strong team as we are.
John, what were some of the toughest challenges you faced in LP Charlotte's first year of business?
The challenges really were kind of on the outside. It was when, with regards to the building, was dealing with contractors and inspectors and licenses and supply chain issues when it came to equipment. And I'm talking about equipment for the construction of the building, electrical. And so that was a challenge in itself in the first year, was trying to work around all of that and continue to provide a service to the customer. So we had a lot of obstacles, but we were able to maneuver around those obstacles in order to care for our customers. So, you know, we've done this through our international domestic custom brokerage. We were able to still continue to do these things regardless of maybe not sitting in the building at that time or having an office space. So that was the challenging part, was really just getting the building to where it needed to be and working with all of the outside entities to help accomplish at the end of the day, having a building ready to go and fully operational. It's different than walking into a building and just throwing furnishings into it. This was gravel inside the building and waiting for concrete and waiting for plumbing and working through that our first year while customers were saying, I need to put freight in your warehouse, or I need to ship this, or I need to do that. So it was challenging, but we knew at the end of the day, there was a light at the end of the tunnel that we were aiming for. And now we're here and fully operational.
The LP Charlotte warehouse, according to my understanding, you recently held an official ribbon cutting ceremony on the branch's first anniversary. Can you tell us about that day and how gratifying it was?
Yeah, it was really, couldn't wait for this to happen. And so we were able to do that in July. And we had the Chamber of Commerce of Rock Hill on site. They brought some dignitaries here to speak and welcome us to the community, presented us with a plaque. We had an executive from LP who came down for the trip to even speak on behalf of our facility, but not only that, speak on behalf of LP, offering, you know, the wonderful things that we can provide to our customers. But during the ceremony, we invited every customer that we had. It didn't matter if they were international, domestic, or warehousing. We invited them to the ceremony, and we had so many in attendance. We had ones come from Canada. We had ones come from the West Coast to be part of the groundbreaking ribbon cutting ceremony, because some of those accounts were actually in the building as we were being constructed. So we would take pictures as we were going along and feeding them the information. So once it was completed, they were able to come by and join. We had a wonderful meal. And the really important thing I feel was they had an opportunity to meet the team. It wasn't just meeting me or talking to me. They got to firsthand meet the team, put a face with the voice. And, you know, we all sat down together for a meal. We got to know each other. All the customers were around. So overall, the event was a success because, one, we showcased this beautiful facility, but also able to share with them, you know, the staff and how much their customers mean to us.
We're speaking with John Krobe. John is Vice President and Branch Manager of Logistics Plus Charlotte. John, given your global background, what solutions does LP Charlotte provide its customers?
Well, what I like about us is we're a one-stop shop, so to speak. We have all of our products that we offer within this facility. So we've been able to have that global presence to provide a valued service. So it doesn't matter if it's a international shipment or a domestic shipment. Within our global network, we can utilize everything within the LP network to be able to ensure the success of the Charlotte facility. And being in the Southeast, we're able to really focus in this area that at one, you know, maybe we couldn't have before, but now that we've put our name out there and people have seen the building, it's been able to help us to grow inside within the area. We're able to be there for our customers and be able to take care of things professionally and properly.
John, are there other advantages that we have not discussed that make the Charlotte region an attractive market for warehousing and logistics services?
You know, the one thing with regards to Charlotte, as many know, it's almost the financial mecca. We have major banks all housed in Charlotte, and that has brought big business into the region. So we have a major airport. We have a rail depot. We have, within just a few hours, three major ocean ports that all feed into the Charlotte area. So, and even on the domestic side, we have many LTL carriers that have main hubs that are based here in Charlotte. So Charlotte is a prime location for handling shipments, not only just within the U.S., but internationally as well.
Now, Logistics Plus, as I don't need to tell you, John, has experienced record growth in the past few years, particularly on the warehousing side of your business. Why do you think the demand for warehousing has increased so much over the past couple of years?
Well, I think that COVID really spurred the increase for keeping inventory within the U.S. instead of abroad. We saw rates going through the roof when it comes to ocean rates. We saw carriers not moving freight or canceling sailings or flights. So the growth was people saying, I need to have my hands on my product. I need to have it at any given time. So we saw the increase in inventory that brought major spikes of the need for warehousing and logistical and distribution centers. So now that people recognize the benefit of keeping their product housed in the U.S.-based warehousing field, it's resulted in quicker delivery times to their customers. They can get the freight into the hands of their customers quickly. It also gives the ability to cater better to the needs by having freight warehoused here locally versus abroad.
Regarding filling up that warehouse or bringing in new customers, what types of companies or products do you look for when attracting new business?
Well, for us, anything is on the table. If there is a need, we want to support and fill that need. We're not looking for really any one type of business. And if you were able to walk through our warehouse, Joe, you'd really see that. We have a wide variety of various products and various customers within the Charlotte warehouse. So it's not really one focal point that we have. I mean, we are FDA certified. We're looking within the next couple of months, bringing some food products in that we're going to be storing. We're finalizing the ability to store alcohol related products. So we continue to grow when it comes to what products and items we actually can bring into the warehouse so that we could service our valued customers.
John, throughout the course of this interview, it's been easy to see when we brought up your team that you have a great deal of pride in them. Last month, we spoke with the LP HR specialists. They provided fascinating insight into the successes and the challenges when recruiting and retaining employees, not only in Erie, but globally for Logistics Plus. So I've got to ask you, how has the staffing situation been for you at LP Charlotte?
Well, I think it's the same everywhere, you know, especially due to COVID. There have been the challenges of finding good quality people. But as we've gotten out of COVID, we've been starting to see more and more valued people who are wanting to work for a company such as LP that fit the culture of LP. So we're continuing to bring in those people, interview those people, and as opportunities arise, have them come in and join the team. So it has been a challenge at times, especially during our first year when the majority of our team were bringing in temps to help out. But for the most part, we've been able to find some really good people and be able to help them grow within what their current needs are, what their current job is, but to grow within the company as well.
John, let's take a step back again and get back into new business for just a moment. What are some of the challenges you face when trying to find new business?
It's a competitive market right now. Now that you know, the previous question about with all the warehousing going on, it is a very competitive field. The economy has impacted the decision-making power regarding all aspects of the logistical field. But we've seen a positive uptick when it comes to securing business. We also have an LP network of colleagues that are always looking for business regardless of where they are housed. So as one team at LP is, we're working to assist the overall growth of the LP footprint. So if I find a need and I've done so in LA, I pass it on to the team out in LA. They have something out in Charlotte, they pass it on. So within our network, we're constantly working together to help grow within the regions. But overall here, we have marketing. Our marketing team has helped feed us leads that we then go and capture. We make phone calls. We pretty much go through an onboarding with them, what their requirements are. There's other colleagues that I work with closely. with regards to how we can be able to fill the needs and take care of our customers. So it's teamwork here that helps us become successful and meet the challenges.
Now, I know when most people think of warehousing, they think of just storage. It's my understanding that LP offers much, much more than that. What other warehousing and logistics services does LP Charlotte offer?
Well, we have a full service fulfillment team. So we have an account that we have to pick up the 300 or 400 items a day that we're shipping to various customers of theirs. We do kitting, assembly. We perform product testing. We have a return processing and quality control checks that we do for customers. And we also have special projects when they have promotional events. We'll build displays, stock those displays, and send them out. And through our logistics network, we have the ability to assist in moving their freight. We can move it domestically or internationally. And with the Charlotte warehouse, like as stated, we're proud that within our four walls, we have the majority of the products that LP offers. So at any given time, we're able to assist a customer regardless of what they need. And if we have them coming in, if they want to do inventories or quality checks on their own, we're constantly talking with our customers in order to be able to assist them.
We're speaking with John Krobe. John is Vice President and Branch Manager of Logistics Plus Charlotte. John, in your mind, what differentiates Logistics Plus from other logistics companies?
Well, we take pride in our motto and we deliver solutions. And I've been in the industry for a long time, but I've never worked for a company that actually really does that. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves in saying is we never say no. So we always find a way. And that sets us apart from other logistical companies, I feel, because being in the industry, I talk to many former colleagues and I'll ask them, hey, can you do this? Or have you done this? No, no, no. But when LP, it's never no. We find a way. And that's what really sets us apart, in my opinion. And it really helps us to, because every question is a challenge, but when we don't say no, we meet those challenges and we find solutions, it just continues to help put the LP name out there as a qualified provider for our customers.
John, we've been speaking with LP employees over the years many times. The company's culture is always a topic that comes up. How does Logistics Plus maintain that culture as it grows and expands to new cities and regions?
What I like about LP is it allows the people to grow. It lets them be an entrepreneur. It lets them be able to find the decisions or make the decisions that best take care of the customers. And LP really strives to help people reach success. And that one team, one family attitude, working closely together, that's what makes the culture so great to be here, because it really helps us fully understand we're all here to accomplish the same goal. And that's one, take care of our customers, take care of each other, and continue the growth of LP.
John, I can't thank you enough for your time today. This has been thoroughly enjoyable. As always on Business Spotlight, though, we give the last word to you. Is there anything we missed today that you'd like our listeners to know?
Just that, LP Logistics Plus is just a wonderful place to work. We're enthusiastic. We're still a young group, even though some of us may be old, but we're a young group always looking to take care of our customers. We're always here to take the company to the next level and really look for valued people that would like to join the team, but also customers that would be so beneficial in joining and being part of this organization. So it's been just a wonderful opportunity for me in the last 2.5 years to be part of a wonderful company like this that's always fast growing, fast thinking, but always putting their people and customers first.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the business spotlight.